Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Tuesday NBA playoff start tonight. I'm all fired up. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. It is great to have you in today, Joy Taylor. I'm very excited. I will be rooting for the villains of the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets. I'll try to explain that in 5 minutes.
You have a lot of faith in these 8 seeds. And
I do. I like the Clippers and the Brooklyn Nets. I like all the teams that had no chemistry and didn't play together all year.
We'll see. It's been a wild year.
It has been. I think sometimes people think, Colin, you talk about this athlete or that athlete because it gets you clicks and are good for ratings. And I've said this before. If Baker Mayfield retired today, my show's going to do okay. If Russell Westbrook retired today, and I kind of wish he would, my show's going to be okay for another 10, 15 years. I've never needed an athlete. My opening rant is me. You've listened to it for 25 years. Hopefully many of you have. I'm over Russell Westbrook. I think he's kind of sad now. I think this is the way it ends for people that lack self-awareness. So Westbrook held his exit interview yesterday for the Lakers. Now remember, he's played more games this year than any other Laker, 73. He played more minutes than any other Laker. So he had the most opportunities to prove to us what he was. But yet once again at his exit interview yesterday, he blamed somebody else.
So when I first got here, I just felt that I never was given a fair chance just to be who I needed to be able to help this team.
LeBron and AD were very clear with that rusty rust. Like, we heard that a lot.
Yeah, but that wasn't true.
That's what I was going to say. Let's be
honest.
Do you ever feel like yourself this season on the court?
Very rarely. Not like, there were times and spurts, but I was just trying to find my way, honestly.
Played the most games in the most minutes, but, he was never given a chance to show who he was. The most games, the most minutes. As if the Lakers were rooting against him the whole time. Yeah, we brought him in. We're going to pay him $40 million. We hope he fails. It's always somebody else's fault. You know, in basketball, there's players who get it immediately, LeBron James. Players who get it eventually, Carmelo Anthony. And players who never get it, Westbrook. KD has played with lots of stars. He's worked with all of them, except Westbrook. LeBron has played with lots of stars. He's worked with all of them, except Westbrook. But it's somebody else's fault. Full disclosure, I never got him. My favorite point guard ever is Magic Johnson. I loved Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton. You know how I feel about Chris Paul. He's been my favorite point guard the last decade in the NBA. I love me some Chris Paul. Westbrook, unlike those great point guards, never made anybody better. He can't shoot. He's got brutal hands. And most of all, he lacks self-awareness. And as I said years ago, and I said this about Cam Newton and Russell Westbrook, when your game has no clever, when it has no nuance, when it has no crafty, and it's simply built on a fire hose of athletic ability, you age quickly and you age poorly, and he has. But I feel bad for Westbrook now. I really do. I feel bad for him. Like I feel bad for certain Americans. Some people get it immediately, some people get it eventually, and some people never get it. There's people out there still think the election went to one side. It didn't. It's over. Move on. And January 6th was really bad. Most of us get it. Even the stubborn eventually got it. Westbrook earlier this year was asked about people, fans who were ripping him at the arena. Fans were being critical. They were screaming things like Westbrick. Once again, no accountability. Here it was.
My family has reached a point to where it's really weighing on them. When it comes to basketball, I don't mind the criticism of missing and making shots, but the moment it becomes where you know, my name is getting shamed, it becomes a issue. I can no longer allow people, you know, for example, Westbrick to me is now shaming, like it's shaming my name, it's my legacy for my kids.
We literally have nicknames for our presidents and people can't for a guard. No accountability. That brick part is because you're the worst shooting guard in the league and you've had your worst year ever and you're lacking any self-awareness and your game's never been clever or nuanced and therefore you've aged quickly. I really do wish this is the last time I talked about Wes. Brook, whatever you want to call him. I really wish it was the last time. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for people who don't use mirrors. They still work. They're in our bathrooms. You should stare at them occasionally. But I don't want to make fun of him. I don't want to poke him. I feel bad for him. I like people who are often stubborn to eventually go, wow, light came on. It never has for Russ. If I was the Lakers, I would move him as soon as I can. There's a lot of average players in the league. They're just not toxic. With Russ, that's simply what he's been reduced to. Toxic. All right, now let's talk about something that is more fun, rooting for the bad guy. So there are some harsh realities in life. Uncle Colin is going to deliver some harsh realities. Now, children, if you're watching, your parents will never tell you this. Your uncles won't tell you this. Grandpa won't tell you this. Your teacher won't tell you this. Uncle Colin is going to deliver some harsh news today for all you kids. Hard work doesn't always pay off. Now, if you're talented and you work hard, that always pays off. But some of you aren't that talented. You'll work really hard, and it still won't amount to much. Hard work has limitations. Sorry, it does. And the second thing is, being selfish can get you what you want. Not always, and nobody likes those people. But being selfless often gets you trampled in life. Sometimes, occasionally, being selfish is okay. Nobody's going to tell you that except Uncle Colin. And the Brooklyn Nets are everything that's bad with basketball. The Celtics are everything that's good. The Celtics draft their players. They're patient with their players. They develop their players. They play the same guys every night. They develop chemistry. They're coachable. They play great defense. They defend the three. They defend the interior. The Celtics are what basketball is all about. The Brooklyn Nets aren't. They have the most starting lineups. One of their stars refused to get vaxxed, so selfishly he wasn't available for home games. They never play together. They're bad defensively. Their bench stinks. There's really no chemistry. They never play together. And yet I'm rooting for them to win. I'm sorry, sometimes Uncle Colin roots for the bad guy. Listen, Hannibal Lecter, Darth Vader, the Joker, villains make movies more fun. I can't like everybody in the playoffs. Isn't there somebody I have to kind of root against? Brooklyn goes back to the opening of this rant. Sometimes selfish works, and sometimes talent is really the key, not just hard work. And Brooklyn's going to play the Boston Celtics, and this country is going to be rooting for the good guys here, and it's going to be Boston. And I am fascinated that Ben Simmons may be inserted for 8 minutes a half. He's been very difficult over the last year to a couple of different teams. And to add a layer to the villainous Brooklyn Nets, he may be the difference. I don't know what it is. Is there something in me? Do I root against the do-gooders of society? I don't know what it is. But as we head into the playoffs, I'm fascinated with the Nets. And they do everything that's not good for basketball long-term. I can't wait to watch them. And I think they're going to win a lot of games. And I don't think we're going to know what to do with them. And they're going to be really, really hard to root for as a basketball organization. But I think they're going to surprise all of us. Sometimes talent, just talent, despite selfish, lack of chemistry, hard work, sometimes talent just wins. I think Brooklyn's going to. Play-in game tonight, by the way.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
I would prefer Westbrook's moved. I don't have to talk about him. They're just athletes. You don't want to sit here and just beat up on athletes who are clearly declining, past their prime, don't get it. Just a waste of time. There's so many great athletes. I'd rather talk about the great ascending athletes, all the young quarterbacks, the Josh Allens and the Lamars and the Justin Herberts and the Joe Burrows. That's so much more fun to me than beating up on declining athletes who don't get it. I will say this, though. They're going to have to trade Westbrook. Everybody knows it. There's a couple of stories out today on possible trade destinations. One, the Pacers. Pacers are in a total rebuild, right? So they're kind of tanking in a total rebuild. They have two players, Buddy Hield and Malcolm Brogdon, both solid role players. When you're poorly run and make big mistakes, this is what you're left with as the Lakers. Bad options. Like, this is where the NBA is very inferior to the NFL. The NFL, you can just cut and trade guys. You don't have to guarantee anything. The Vikings, Kirk Cousins got an NBA deal, fully guaranteed. And the Vikings have been trapped for 3 or 4 years since, and that's why they keep restructuring it. They can't get out of it. You don't want that. It's bad for the fans. I never understand when fans root for the players to get guaranteed money. As a fan, root for teams to be able to manipulate, be twitchy, move. You don't want to be trapped. You don't want to be in quicksand. In the NBA, you're always in quicksand. And of course, general managers make mistakes. Jerry West made mistakes. The best GMs have made mistakes. It's hard. You're judging 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids out of college. You're going to make some mistakes. Even in college football, where a kid's 23 years old and you have 4 years of tape, 30% of the players bust. It's hard. It's imperfect. So I don't think leagues should be in the business of punishing executives who make the occasional random mistake. Now, the Lakers make a lot of them in the last decade, but here's where we're at. So the question really becomes, if you're the Lakers, do you want one outrageously priced declining star that works with nobody for one more year? Or two overpriced role players for several years who may or may not work? That's what you're left with. A toxic one-year relationship, declining player, doesn't fit, just keep him for a year and get out of it. Or go get Buddy Hield, who you wanted anyway in a trade, and Malcolm Brogdon. He's got a 3-year deal, and you're kind of in this thing for several years. You don't know if they'll be great. I would make the deal. Why? Because LeBron makes everybody in the world better except Westbrook. Secondly, Westbrook now has become toxic. I think nothing ruins a workplace like toxicity. You can have lazy coworkers. They don't ruin a workplace. You can have average coworkers. You can have declining coworkers. Toxic coworkers ruin the room. I'd move him. But these are the options you're left with. Longer contracts, marginal players, hope they're better, but they're not stars, and they're expensive. Or just one more year. Now, this is where the city of Los Angeles and the brand of the Lakers works against them. 90% of pro sports teams, when you're awful, nobody cares. The Sacramento Kings haven't made the playoffs for 16 straight years. I don't mention them. Nobody cares. The Cincinnati Reds and the Mariners won't be good again this year. Nobody cares. But when you're in Los Angeles, where there's a lot of options, the World Series champion Dodgers, the Super Bowl champion Rams, these teams in the last couple of years, there's just so many great teams, the beach, the mountain, the economy's rolling. People will just stop going to games very quickly. Very quickly. The second thing is, when the Yankees are bad, or Duke basketball, or Notre Dame football, or Ohio State football, or Kansas basketball, or the Lakers, they get pummeled by the national media, because they matter more. There's about 12 of those in the country. They matter more. And so are the Lakers willing to just say, we're just going to eat the Russell thing for one more year and get crushed by me and every talk show host, national? They don't like that. because they listen to radio too and they read the papers too, and these big brands don't like getting clubbed. When I used to live in Connecticut, I watched the Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, the Jets react to sports talk radio. Callers calling in, ripping the GM's name. Owners and general managers don't like to be ripped. James Dolan once called ESPN and complained about what I said about him. He's a billionaire. They don't like it. So the Lakers want to sit there for a year and just get crushed by everybody, their fans, Twitter, the media, Instagram. No. So they probably want to get out of this thing as fast as they can. But what's my rule with sports? Pay big money infrequently and never pay players early. You're going to get trapped. And in the NBA, it's quicksand. In the NFL, you can get out of stuff, usually. Your best option is Buddy Hield and Malcolm Brogdon for a combined 5 years and a lot of money. But I think I'd do it. I think toxicity is the killer in a workplace. Not declining players, not expensive employees that are overpaid, not lazy employees, whatever, you know, workplace you're in. But Russell's gotten so toxic, I think you have to move on.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks.
If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
The truth always comes out. It usually makes a great sports book or a sports documentary, but the truth always eventually comes out. Sometimes political truth doesn't, because people can go to prison. Like, there's stuff in politics that never comes out because you're protecting people. Like, people can get in big trouble. But in sports, you know, the truth comes out. Here's the latest. David Hyde, South Florida Sun Sentinel reporter. Brady was frustrated with the way Arians prepared for games. That's why Bruce is no longer the coach. Brady in New England showed up each Tuesday morning with a game plan for the following Sunday. He expected coaches to do the same. Arians, busy with other work, wasn't ready at that point early in a work week to complete a full game plan. It became representative of smallish but significant problems between them. That's what Rich Orenberger came out. Remember, our friend on the show came out and said Bruce would kind of helicopter in later in the week, make changes, and it frustrated Byron Leftwich and more specifically Tom Brady. So, and we always said we thought Brady would succeed in Tampa. My question was New England and Belichick, it's intense, it's obsessed, it's academic. I've lived in both Connecticut, New England area, and Tampa. Tampa's cocktails early, casual, not as academic. And Arians is sort of a let-it-rip guy. Not that he's unprepared, but not as prepared. So Tom Brady's entire career is about work ethic and obsessed and being a grinder and relentlessness. And that's not, that feels Belichickian. It doesn't feel Tampa and Arians. So, yes, Tom was frustrated. Rich Orenberger didn't make stuff up. The truth, as David Hyde reports, eventually does come out.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I'm going to do my NBA playoff predictions. I'm not going to do the finals. So I'm just going to tell you right now, I think Cleveland and Brooklyn win the play-in games. I'm not going to waste a lot of time on that. Cleveland, they're not as good without Jared Allen, but they'll get in. So will Brooklyn. And I'm going to take the Clippers and San Antonio to win their play-in games. So with that premise, that's our foundation as we start. Let's go first to the Eastern Conference. I'm going to take the Heat over the Cavs. Again, if Jarrett Allen was playing, I think you have a seven-game series. He's not. And in the 18 games without him, they've only won seven. Also, the depth of talent, the experience on Miami is better. They have the best bench scoring in the league. I'm going to take Miami. Sixers-Raptors is a tough one for me. I think I'm going to take the Sixers. And the reason being is that who's the Raptors' go-to scorer? Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam. I got two guys. The team with the two best closers against the team with no great closer, I'm taking the Sixers. Milwaukee-Chicago. Milwaukee played them four times, won all four games. Chicago can't beat the good teams. Lonzo Ball's out. Won't be a close series. Boston and the Brooklyn Nets. I'm going to take the Nets over the Celtics. When KD and Kyrie played this year, the Nets were 11-6. Ben Simmons is going to play defensively. Remember, the Celtics also lost their best defender, Robert Williams, to an injury. Major. So the Nets will be better defensively because of Ben Simmons. The Celtics will be worse without defensive stalwart Robert Williams. I'm going to take the Nets. So let's go. There we go. Now it's going to be Miami against Philadelphia. I would take, and this is close, but again, I'm going to take the Sixers over the Heat. Remember, Miami's a better bench team, but benches shrink in the playoffs. Secondly, I get the two best closers in the series are both on the Sixers. James Harden and Joel Embiid. Jimmy Butler is not a great closer. He's a great athlete. Same with Bam Adebayo. So their bench advantage won't be a big advantage. I'll take the Sixers. Milwaukee Nets will be an excellent series. I think this is where the lack of chemistry, it's so good with Milwaukee and so uneven with Brooklyn. This is where I think Brooklyn meets their ceiling. Also, of the three best closers in the series, Milwaukee has one of them. And Chris Middleton's the fourth best closer, but he was pretty good in the postseason last year. So I take Milwaukee and the 76ers to advance. From there, I'm going to take Milwaukee. I think when Brooke Lopez came back, they're the much better defensive team here. Harden hasn't played well lately. They have big game experience here. Again, we kind of threw the Sixers together. I think Maxey and Harden and Embiid, they're all kind of trying to figure each other out. Milwaukee knows exactly what they are. They've been in multiple big games, including the conference finals and the finals last year. Milwaukee goes on to win. Let's go to the West. All right, Suns and Spurs. I don't think it's close. They played four times. Suns won all four. Also, the Spurs are just not built to beat the good teams. They were 2-14 against the top four teams in the West. So there's a reason they're in the play-in game. In terms of Dallas and the Jazz, so this is the hardest series to predict because Luka's got his issue. So the Mavs, the last couple times they played, the Mavs won, and I think the Mavs are better. But and they defend, I think they're a better defensive team right now. I'm going to go with the Mavs and say Luka misses one game, not any more than that. Golden State, Denver, I'm going to go with the Warriors over the Nuggets. First of all, I think Golden State has playoff experience, playoff wins, and they're a better defensive team. And Jamal Murray and Michael Porter are still out for the Nuggets, so they don't have a full complement of players. I think it's an interesting series. Golden State at times, you know, Kayvon Looney's your center. They're not terribly big. They can get pounded a little bit, but I'm going to take the experience, Steph making big plays, and in the end, Jordan Poole's an emerging star. Many of you who don't watch the NBA in the regular season will be introduced to Jordan Poole, one of the emerging stars in the NBA. And then we have the Clippers and the Grizzlies, and I think Memphis is too young to win this series. This is an upset. The Clippers have the most top wing defenders in the league. The Clippers have been in more big games. They're the best three-point shooting team since the All-Star break. Then you get into Suns and Mavs, and the Suns went 3-0 against the Mavs. I still don't think we know what's up with Luka. I think the Suns are easily the best team in the league, and I think they dispose of the Mavs pretty quickly. Golden State Clippers, I'm going to call for an upset. Clippers over the Warriors. Again, they've got a lot of depth and a lot of bodies. Kawhi Leonard may play. My gut feeling, he is. And the Warriors, since the All-Star break, are like a 500 team. So, you know, they're not quite sure what to do with Kuminga. Can they rely on Jordan Poole? He'll be good. You know, what are we going to get from Klay? Steph's been beat up. Same with Draymond. I'm going to take the Clippers for the upset. And then the Suns over the Clippers. Listen, the Clippers are an 8 seed. The Suns were easily the best team in the league. At some point, you meet your ceiling, and that would be the – even with Kawhi, I don't think you'd have the chemistry yet. But I said this the other day. I think Clippers-Suns is going to be an interesting series. I think they're the one team – that has enough length, enough experience, a great coach. They'll go in with house money, an 8 seed. They'll play incredibly loose. I think the Clippers would give the Suns some headaches. And, you know, Chris Paul's health, you know, you always kind of cross your fingers. So then it's the Suns, Bucks in the finals, and I have the right not to make a prediction on that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
BJ Armstrong, three-time champ and all-star NBA agent now joining us. All right, you watched my play. Let's start with the Eastern Conference, BJ.
Okay, Colin, let's start with the Eastern Conference here.
What didn't you like?
Well, where do you want to start here? I mean, where do you want to start? I got to let you start. You were all over. You know, you had the Clippers. I was stuck on the Clippers getting to the final. So you got to take me through where you want to start here.
Okay, let's start with this. So in the East, I don't buy the Heat. And here's my argument. They've got a great bench. Benches they shrink in the playoffs. It becomes about two or three closers. Miami's got great athletes. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. Who's their closer? Whereas, like, the Sixers have multiple closers. So let's start with this premise, that teams like Boston, teams like Miami. Good bench. Play hard. Good defense. Between the two teams, I got one guy I trust closing. I don't buy those teams in the East despite great regular seasons. Do you buy that premise?
Well, what I like about the Miami team is their depth. And they have a collection of players that on any given night, any of those players can become a closer depending on the matchup. So whether it's Bam, it's Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Kyle Lowry. I like the fact that they have experience. They're battle-tested. Many of these players, Kyle Lowry and these guys, PJ Tucker, these guys are all NBA champions. And they are ready. And they will not, you know, they can easily be down in a series by one game or two games and figure out how to play because they have playoff experience. So even though they don't have that one player that, you know, a Kevin Durant player or a Giannis that you say you can just put the backpack and he'll carry us to the promised land, on any given night, Kyle Lowry is very capable of making big plays. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and they will have an advantage at some matchup during the course of the game. So I like this team defensively. I love what they do because they are a tough group. They have depth. They can play slow. They can play fast. They can play physical. So I like their chances. And most importantly, I like their toughness and what they do. And they're well coached. So I think this is going to be a team that's going to be a tough out. However, you know, as you look in the playoffs, you still have to get past Giannis. You know, KD will have something to say about that. Maybe the Celtics. So I think there's a lot of parity in the Eastern Conference, but I like this Miami team.
Okay, so you like them. Now, let's take a team that I like more than everybody else. I know Brooklyn is easy to root against, and they don't have a bench, and they're not always, they don't have the size, and they haven't played together a lot. I have the two best closers, arguably, in the East. Ben Simmons, right, if he plays 7-8 minutes a half, doesn't even have to shoot. His length, his defense, his distribution. I think they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. The chemistry, the amount of games together, the defense. What do you like Brooklyn as much as I do?
Well, you know, they piqued my interest because of the following. In most of the series, they will have, without question, the best player in the series, and that's Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is just an elite offensive player, and you can't stop him. You just can only hope to contain him. At any given moment, he can just score. He can take on the double teams. He's playing the game at an exceptional rate and playing the game like never before. So I think in most series, he will have the advantage. And because he will have the advantage, it will give them an opportunity to win throughout the playoffs.
Let's go to the West. The Clippers are my dark horse. A lot of wing defenders. I love their coach, Ty Lue. Paul George will be the first or second best player on the floor in many games. He's been in playoff games. I think Kawhi could play. I like their versatility. I think they can throw a lot of lineups. They can go big. They can go small. It's a tough team. Ty Lue's a tough coach. They're playing with house money, potentially. So that's my dark horse, the Clippers. Do you like them or not?
I do not like the Clippers as a dark horse, and here's why. You know, Paul George hasn't played, you know, for a length of time in the season. And I think that's going to kind of throw their rhythm off as they get to the playoffs because a lot of these guys, in particular like Reggie Jackson, these guys, they've been the go-to guys throughout the playoffs. I mean, throughout the regular season. And then once the playoffs begin, they'll have to go back into what they probably initially were brought there for, is to be a role player. Now, Paul George is going to come back. He's probably going to play and be that go-to guy. I think it's going to be very difficult for them to play this way, play through Paul George in the playoffs, because they just haven't had enough time to play and really develop that level of chemistry. I understand what you're saying. To think that they can get to the conference finals minus Kawhi Leonard, to me, is like, wow, how good is this team? But now that you said that, I know who you're picking to win the NBA championship next year. So I'm putting the pressure on you right now.
All right. I don't buy into – here's the team I just don't think I buy into, Golden State. So
yes.
Klay Thompson's not right. I also think Jordan Poole's an emerging star, and Klay sort of gets in his way. You don't know – they're not very big. Sometimes they just don't have the manpower. And if you look at the NBA right now, between Giannis and Embiid and Durant and DeAndre Ayton, there's a lot of bigs. They're small. They can't try, you know, they don't know what they get with Wiseman. Jonathan Kuminga's a great defender, but he's a kid. I don't really buy the war, and I love everything about the Warriors. I don't buy into them. Do you?
You know what? I buy into this when you talk about the Warriors. What they did over a 5-year period speaks for themselves. You know, they were 3-time champions. They have great players. In particular, you're talking about Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry. Now, however, this is a different group with a different team. So this is what I think, you know, is going to make the playoffs interesting, in particular with this series. There are a couple of players in the NBA that you can't play small ball against. One of those players being Jokic, the other out there in the Eastern Conference in Joel Embiid. So when they do go small, or what they consider their death lineup with Draymond Green at the center position, in the playoffs, you play to your matchups. That will be a matchup that will, I think, be an advantage for the Denver Nuggets. Now, you talked about Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Wiggins, and Draymond Green. That's a very small group. They're going to have to double, okay? They're going to have to double Jokic to some ability. His best ability is his ability to pass. So I think this is going to be a problem because of the matchups. You're going to have to keep big players on the floor, and the Warriors don't have a lot of big players right now. So I think this is an advantage for Jokic. It's going to be interesting to see the rotations that Steve Kerr is going to use, because Jonathan Kuminga is a player to me that has shown that he deserves minutes.
Yep.
You got Draymond, you got Kevon Looney. So I think it's going to be a very interesting series. It's going to be a battle of the wills. And I think it's going to be determined by how they're going to try to contain Jokic, because he has an advantage over the centers for the Golden State Warriors.
All right. I want to listen. Frank Vogel's out. Lakers, as you know, as an agent in the NFL, you can get out of bad contracts quickly. You can cut people. You can trade people. In the NBA, it's quicksand. You just can't get out of it. So, I've said this, my theory on this, I'm going to throw a theory at you because I think it hurts.
Okay.
I think it hurts the NBA, is that what makes the NFL great is that a rebuilding process can last like 2 years. I mean, Belichick took a 1-15 Dolphin over and just hired a new coach, changed the bottom of the roster in the middle. They were 11-5 the next year. The Rams had Jeff Fisher. They hire Sean McVay. A year later, they go from 4 wins to 11 or 12. They didn't even get a new quarterback. In the NBA, it hurts them. When you're bad, the rebuild can be 6 or 7 years. And here's my theory on it. So the NBA's always been paralyzed by competitive balance and tanking. But that was when Ewing and Tim Duncan would enter the league. They could alter the course of league history. They were all-stars day one. The kids entering the league now are 19. Hell, they're not altering the team. Forget the league. And so the NBA should be much more willing to let people trade who they want to trade. The teams that want to tank are tanking. The kids coming in aren't altering the league. Draft picks don't have nearly the power they had in the Ewing days, the Tim Duncan days, the Jordan days. They just don't, the Akeem Olajuwon days. So the Lakers are in quicksand. So first of all, as an agent, let's start with that theory. The league needs to be more hopeful and optimistic for fans. Lighten up the trade restrictions. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, when you have the collective bargaining agreement, and first of all, Colin, I think you've made some very valid points. And one I definitely want to touch on for just a second is the impact of these young players that are coming in. At one point, you had impactful players that impacted the bottom line, which is winning and losing in this league, whether it was an Akeem Olajuwon or Patrick Ewing and those caliber of players, Tim Duncan, for instance. And now you're seeing player development really come to the forefront of this league. So you're absolutely right. I think what you're saying is there is a talent here that's really kind of taking a backseat in the NBA, and that's called roster construction. And what you're seeing here, Colin, is that if you're going to build a team, if you're going to build a team that has any sustainability in the NBA, you're going to have to draft well. And that means you're going to have to draft at a very high caliber, you know, sort of like what the Warriors were able to do when they drafted Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and those level of players. So drafting right now is a premium, but it doesn't guarantee that you're going to get there as quickly as you once could, because you're not drafting those level of impact players at the top of the draft. You may get a Jokic, for instance, in the second round. You may get a Giannis outside of the lottery. So what has become in this league is, you have to draft and identify these star players. But because of their age, Colin, you just don't know. These one and dones make it very, very difficult. It was already difficult to scout and evaluate players, but it's very difficult to do now to evaluate, scout these players and say which one of these guys are going to become a star. When you see a Kevin Durant, for instance, you say, I feel pretty good about that. What you're hoping is you're not drafting a player at that level, and then that player just becomes a role player. And that's what you're seeing more and more in the NBA. It's very hard to identify the star players, especially at the top, because you may get that same caliber of player in the second round.
So one more question. Lakers are a mess. My theory is I'd keep LeBron. I would put everything else on the table, including moving Anthony Davis. If somebody gave you an offer, if you ran that team, is there a quick solution on the Westbrook, AD, old roster, old bench? Any quick solution here in a minute?
I don't think there's a quick solution. I think, you know, the Lakers are going to have to really say the following. What are you going to do with your two players in particular, LeBron James and Anthony Davis? Okay. And that all starts with whether or not LeBron James and the Lakers organization, what are they going to do with his extension or his ability to have an extension? I think you start there and then everything else to me will fall into place, whether they're going to build a team, whether they feel those two guys still have the ability to compete at the highest level and win a championship. Because, Colin, when you look at what they have in order to build the rest of the team, which we talk about roster construction, how are you going to put together a group, right, with this team if you don't have the pieces or the resources or the assets, however you want to call it, to build a team as it's currently constructed? So they got a lot of questions here. You know, LeBron James had a great individual season. But you have to say the following. He only played in, 50-something games? And then what is that going to translate moving forward with this organization? So I think they have a lot of questions. They have three excellent players individually. But right now, Colin, they collectively, they're not playing well as a group. And those are concerns that the Lakers organization are going to have to answer, and they're going to have to answer over the summer.
Yeah. B.J. Armstrong, great seeing you again, my man. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, and good luck with your Clippers.
Thanks. So, I like the Clippers much more than BJ. He likes the Heat much more than I do, so here we go. I think we both think Brooklyn's interesting.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
All right, here's a story, Joey. Tom Silverstein is a longtime Green Bay Packer reporter. We had him on about a month ago. He's been covering this team for like 30 years. And he said, interesting story on Jordan Love. He said, what is clear inside the organization is that when Rodgers returned for training camp, some in the organization said that Jordan Love, who they drafted in the first round, seemed to defer to Aaron, didn't show the kind of leadership and command he had when he was number one on the depth chart during the offseason. There's no indication the Packers are actively shopping Jordan Love, but they would listen. This guy's tied in. The Packers would want a second-round pick. The bottom line, there isn't a better time for the Packers to trade him given the poor quarterback draft class this year and the outstanding one next year. So what he's basically saying is the Packers aren't sure. So this is one of these things that cracks me up. You got 3 years of Utah State tape and 2 years of Green Bay practice tape, and you don't know, you know. You date somebody 8 years, you're not sure, you know. Right? Like, it doesn't take forever. So my takeaway is trade him now. The less you put him out there, the better. Mitch Trubisky got more valuable when you didn't see him play. When you have an average quarterback prospect or an average quarterback, this league is so desperate to win, not playing him, Marcus Mariota, raises his value. We haven't seen Marcus Mariota. He's like the Loch Ness Monster. I haven't seen him. He's a starting quarterback now. Mitch Trubisky disappeared. Where'd he go? Steelers went and got him. When your quarterback's great, get him out there for the market to see him. When he's average or less than that, hide him. And people just, oh, yeah, I saw his tape. You know, he wasn't terrible against Kansas City. He had a 70 passer rating. That's a tough team to play. It was on the road. I wouldn't play him. I would move him before the preseason. I think the more you see of him, I think he's average, the more you see of him, the less enthralled people will be. The other thing is, well, what if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt? Well, you're screwed anyway. If Aaron gets hurt, you know, good God, you got no shot anyway. So to me, it was a pick. It was a bad pick. It happens. Seattle Seahawks have had 7 years of them. Like, it's a bad pick. Get a third-round pick, move on. Same theory with the 49ers. You got Jimmy Garoppolo for a second-round pick. He got you to a Super Bowl. Move on. Save the $25 million. Get Trey Lance help. So, but if Tom Silverstein is saying this, that they would listen, they know. He's not as good as they thought. I mean, they're not even into his leadership stuff. So you and I know watching him, we're not into his playing stuff. They're telling you in the building, some people don't think he's a leader. That's like the Anthony Davis stuff, although Anthony's obviously much better. Anthony, we know he's not a leader. But if he can't stay healthy on the court and you don't think he's big off the court in the room elevating, what's the point? So this story to me is it may not say a lot, but it says everything. They're taking phone calls.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.